topic really is Amir Lahakum. So let's just look over here at the questions over here. The prohibition of Amir Lahakum is an essential process of instructing a non-Jew to perform an act forbidden on Shabbos on behalf of a Jew. As a prohibition, is possibly the most ubiquitous in all of Hilchos Shabbos, with almost 9 chapters of Shulchan Aruch dedicated to it, more than any other prohibition, and extensive references elsewhere. Clearly, the Chacham saw this as an integral and significant element of Shmir Shabbos. Okay, we'll look at 3 reasons given in the prohibition, some practical difference between them, and also delve into possible Torah source. We'll also explore the parameters of the prohibition, see various areas where it applies. In general, Amir Lahakum applies to both Torah and rabbinic prohibitions, whether the non-Jew was asked or did it on his own, even if the request was conveyed through hints and gestures, and applies to other provisions besides Shabbos. Additionally, the result and effect of the non-Jew's act is prohibited to use. As is any area of halacha, there are exceptions, which we'll clarify, Okay? So, why is Amir al-Akum forbidden? So what I want to first do is turn to page 12. And this is something from Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in his Sefer Private Shurim, a highlighted part of it. So he says, there is Amir al-Akum yesh shnei isurim. There are actually 2 different prohibitions in Amir al-Akum. One is, Mirabon yesh shlichus l'nachri l'chumra. So, v'malacha shoyis ha'nachri nechshevas ala Yisrael mitam shlichus. So the first concept, he says, that Amir Lahakum is a chiddush like this. Minaraisa, we know, at her level, there's a concept called shlichus. If I ask somebody to do something in my behalf, and he does it, it's considered as though I did it. So there's a concept called shlichus. It's very explicit in the Gemara that ein shlichus l'nachri. Shlichus does not apply to a non-Jew. Shlichus does not work. I cannot appoint a non-Jew as my proxy, as my agent. Mm-hmm. And the action which he does is not considered as if I did it. What we're going to understand now is that the one way to understand the Yisr of Amir al-Hakum is that the Chachamim came and rabbinically said there is a concept of Shlichus. So therefore when the non-Jew does it is if you did it. So you can't do Malach on Shabbos. You can't have somebody do Malach for you, thereby considering as if you did Malach on Shabbos. So you can't have that. So even though on a Torah level that's not true, the Torah level a Goy can't be a Shliach, rabbinically we consider the Goy your Shliach. So now when the Goy is your Shliach, Shlichus means you're doing it. Well, I can't do something on Shabbos, so I can't have somebody give me a status as if I'm doing something on Shabbos. That's one issue which is involved. That really requires a little bit of explanation, and I would tell you this. Shlichus is not a reason why Amir al-Hakum is awesome. Whenever we discuss a rabbinic prohibition, we discuss this idea a little bit. Whenever you discuss a rabbinic prohibition, there are really 2 things which play a role in a tekanas chachamim. Chachamim made a gezeira, chachamim made a tekana. The first thing that they did is they said, why are we doing this? What's our motivation to do this? What is the issue that we're trying to address? The Chachamim can't just arbitrarily make halachas. They have to have a reason why they're doing it. So you say, well, there's a problem. Problem is X, Y, and Z. We need to address the problem. Okay? The next step is, okay, now that we have a reason why to do this, we need to find a vehicle which will allow us to do this. In other words, we have a rule called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'oraisa Tikkun. When the Chachamim made it to Kana, they made it paralleling Torah laws. So if the Chachamim make up a totally independent rabbinic concept which has no parallel in the Torah law, that's not how they do things. For example, there's an issur of Stam Yenu. So there's an issur of Yayin Nesach, is wine which a goy actually used as a libation to his Vodazora. So something which is used and has been sacrificed to the Vodazora, has been it's sacramental wine, sacrificial wine, is used in the Vodazora. It's also to drink, it's also to have an offerment, it has to be destroyed. Al Gadazar. Stam Yenu was not used for Vodazora. It's wine which belongs to the goy. He's paying to drink it. So, why is it us? So the reason why it's osur, the Gemara says, is because we're afraid if you drink the koi's wine, you'll end up marrying his daughter. So the reason why it's osur is because of intermarriage. Mm-hmm. Now we have a reason why it's osur the koi's wine, because the wine is something which leads to a type of familiarity which can be dangerous. We need to limit that. You can't drink the koi's wine. You can't get too close. Okay, great. But now that they said that we have a reason why we're going to make it osur, when he made it osur, paralleling the rules of Yayin Nesek. Because that's a case where we have a wine of a goy, which is osur, on a Torah level. So we're going to make our rabbinically prohibited wine parallel Yayin Nesek. So therefore, Yayin Nesek is osur b'hanoah, so Stam Yenim is osur b'hanoah. Now, in order to accomplish the idea of not drinking with the goy and not marrying his daughter, I can make the wine mutter, because alone I don't drink with him, okay. Mm-hmm. Right? So if I want to buy the wine and sell it to goyim, so that's a business. Mm-hmm. Right? No, you can't have any hanoah from it. Like, what does the hanoah have to do with the intermarriage issue? Nothing. But once the chachamim have a reason to do it, when they make isurim parallel to Torah level isurim. And the Torah level isurim wine that we have has an isur hanoah on it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the rabbinic wine also has an isur hanoah. So even though the content of this or not is irrelevant to why we made it, the why and the what are somewhat independent. The motivation to make the tikkun and the parameters of the tikkun are not exactly parallel. Mm. So that's an important rule in how the rabbanans work. Mm-hmm. Now, it comes in the more it says it, but since that's why it's asur b'hanoah. If you have a goy doesn't worship Avodah Zorah, a ger toshav who doesn't worship Avodah Zorah, his wine is not osur b'hanoah, because there's no concern about Avodah Zorah involved. Now, we never really had a concern about Avodah Zorah anyway, because that wasn't the issue. The issue was marrying his daughter, but you can't marry a ger toshav's daughter either. Mm. So the wine's osur, but not b'hanoah. Mm. Because since we're tying it to Avodah Zorah, well, the Avodah Zorah doesn't apply over here. Mm-hmm. This would be the Isra of the Benoseim of their daughters marrying non-Jewish women. The Isra Hanoah shouldn't raise or stand or fall on Avodah Zorah versus not Avodah Zorah. But once we make the rules of the Isra based on Avodah Zorah, so by your threshold there's no Isra Hanoah because there's no Avodah Zorah. He went to Besdin and he was Mekabel in Besdin. This Goy was Mekabel in Besdin. Explicitly not to worship Avodah Zorah. So once he's done that, that's what a Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav is a non-Jew who's undertaken to keep the seven mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach in Beis Din. And the Ger Toshav doesn't only applies Bisman that the Rebbe applies to this Shrim Alad Mosam, and there's a power of Beis Din, etc. So you don't have a Ger Toshav nowadays. So I come to over here. I said, "Listen, why did Chazal aser Amir Lahakam? Well, because it's shlichus. No, that's what they aser. Why they aser is something else." Mm-hmm. So the Rambam says, "Why do they aser it?" So let's go back, and the Rambam says, on page 6, the Rambam gives a reason why they aser. Says also Lormer Lenochri lasses on a malacha b'Shabbos. You can't ask a non-Jew to work for us on Shabbos. I'll be hitting mitzvah on Shabbos, even though the goy has no prohibition of doing Shabbos. I'll be shomer lo mikarim on Shabbos, even though I asked the goy during the weekdays. I'll be hitting tzorach lo isim malacha, and I have no benefit from that malacha. El achra Shabbos, I don't need it. I asked the goy on a weekday. I'm going to use what he's done for me during the weekday after Shabbos. I can't have a goy doing work for me on Shabbos. Why? But there is an osur midivrei sarver. Mekadei shlotehitiya Shabbos kalabein ayin mivayu lasos behatzman. Well, if I can ask a goy to do work, eventually I might have to do work myself. So Rama gives me a reason why Chazal asur demir lahakim. Why Chazal asur demir lahakim is because we're afraid eventually a Jew will come to work himself. What did they say? They said it. Well, we want to make this in the wisdom. There's no wisdom in the Torah of having going to work. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and they were keeping Shabbos, if there was a goy there, they said, "Goy, turn the lights to me." And it was Hamas and Mut. Right? The Shabbos of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Torah, was looked quite different than our Shabbos. There was no muksa, there was no mirlakum, all these rabbanim didn't exist. Chacham said, you know what? If we're going to allow this, we're going to get into a lot of problems. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he says, well, you know, theoretically a person could be sitting in his factory, overseeing his factory, the whole Shabbos, and having the guys tell the guy, do this, do that, you know, so that's going to cheapen the whole Shabbos, and eventually the resale is going to be involved in it. But, you know, it takes away the whole Shabbos atmosphere. He's involved in having the guy tell the guy, do this, do that, do this, do that. You know, come on, it's a mess, you know. Right? So, no, can't do it. What did they say? They said, this is the why. But the parameters of the Torah level, there's a concept called shlichus. Oh, so then we'll make the goy like your shliach. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not the reason. I'm not discussing the reason. I'm discussing the reason is because of this concern over here in the Rambam. But we have to find a parallel on the Torah level to allow us to make this issur. Well, the parallel we said is, you know what? Let's consider the goy like your shliach. We have shlichus. Shlichus exists. We say, oh, the goy can't do it for you because it's like you're doing work and job. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to differentiate between the why and the what.
Mm-hmm. And the what, you said, shlichus does not even apply to a goy. Right?
Midrash says shlichus does not apply to a goy, so we're going to say rabbinically, shlichus applies to a goy. Oh. And it's fine, it's not limited to the Shabbos. The Gemara discusses it in the context of lending money, beribis, with the goy as your shlichus.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara discusses that issue over there also. You can't have the goy acting as your agent to lend the money. Oh, I'm not letting the money. The guy's letting the money. Oh, yeah, but, you know, so the more that says, do you say they shlichus or not? The more has this a question. We should say that's prohibited to lend money through a goy because the mirabonim will say there's a dinner shlichus. The goy is acting as your agent, like you're letting money for it. Mm-hmm. So it's not limited to the Shabbos, such a concept. Mm-hmm. So that's the first problem. My time, Phil Omer Lenochi, Bechal, Shiasa, Lamalacha, Beshabbos, Gam Genosser. Back to page 12. So therefore, if that's the problem, the goy is acting as your proxy. So I don't care when you made the arrangement with the goy. You can make the arrangement with the goy on Wednesday, but when on Shabbos, when he does the action, it's like you're doing the action. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. Mm. Okay. Beis. So there's a second problem on Shabbos besides that. Hamira Atzma Asur. Discussing work is Asur on Shabbos. And therefore, my tama im itzav alenochri b'shabbos yasal emelacha b'chol gam ken osu. I make up. I talk to the guys. So listen, you know, on Tuesday I'm going to need you to come to my work site and to do X, Y, and Z. So now I'll discuss that with the guy on Shabbos. He's not doing any work on Shabbos. There's an iser amira la'akum. Discussing it, just the words alone are a problem. So there's the action, which is problematic, because he's acting as your proxy, and there's the deeper, which is a problem. Mm-hmm. Two separate issurim that they're both on. Therefore, v'tzaveh b'shabbos lasses b'shabbos yesh b'shabbos shnei yizurim. If you discuss it on Shabbos and he does it on Shabbos, you have two problems. You discuss something you're not allowed to discuss, and he did something for you which is not permitted either. So we can have potentially both problems, but there are two separate problems. There's a problem of amira, and that's the halacha. I cannot discuss with the goy. I can't go there and say, listen, I need you after Shabbos to do X, Y, and Z for me. Mm-hmm. So if that X, Y, and Z is something which is prohibited to do on Shabbos, I cannot discuss on Shabbos.
Right.
Malachas. Arrangements with a goy. Whether he's doing it on Shabbos or not is irrelevant. Mm-hmm. I can't discuss with a goy to do something for me on Shabbos, even if I discuss with him during the weekday. I can't arrange that he should be doing work for me on Shabbos. And now when he does it, I have a problem. Mm-hmm. Now what about a case where I didn't ask him, he did it on his own? So you don't have the mirror problem, obviously, because I didn't ask him, he did it on his own. Mm-hmm. But now the goy's coming, and you know, he's my neighbor, and we're good friends, and he realizes, you know, that I have a problem, so he says, no problem, and he jumps in and he just does it for me. So I could argue, listen, I didn't do the mirror because I didn't ask him. Is it my proxy? Well, I didn't ask him to do it, so sort of like he's not really representing me. So maybe it's mutter. So that's we have to clarify that point. Let's see. So let's go back. Now that we saw this in the Rav Chanan, let's fit it into some nice Rashi's. So go back to page 4 and 5, which are the first two pages of the Gemara. So really just see two highlighted Rashi's. The first Rashi is in Masechta Shabbos, page 4. So the Mishnah says the person is traveling, and the sun sets, and he has his purse with him. He's allowed to give it to the goy. So the Mor says, how can you do that? My time of Shabbos, the Mesa Lenochi, how are you allowed to give it to the goy? The goy now is your proxy to carry it on Shabbos. So here Rashi said, the Mor says, you can't ask a goy to do that. Rashi says, why? Because that's Shlichus. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rashi and Avodah Zarah, page 5. Mash also the Yisrael Lermer Loi B'Kichovim Aseh Likach. That which you cannot ask a goy to do something for you is El Mishum Mimsuchem Sechub Adaber Dover. The Dibur Oser. So that which you cannot ask a goy to do work for you on Shabbos, Rashi says, it goes into the Pasuk in Yeshayah that you cannot discuss work. Right? These are the Rashi's. Right? Is it a steer in Rashi's? So that's what Muhammad's saying. No, both are true. There's a problem of Shlichus. Right? So in this scenario, I'm traveling and it's getting dark, and I see it's getting dark, and I'm traveling together with a goy. We're out there in the desert, you know. And I'm on my camel, he's on his camel. I said, go follow the belt, it's almost Shabbos. So I get down off of my camel because I can't ride my camel on Shabbos. And I take my purse and I give it to the goy. I gave it to him in the weekday. Mm-hmm. So what's the problem? The problem is that on Shabbos, he's my shliach. Mm-hmm. No, the deeper is not the problem. The problem is the action is the problem. Mm-hmm. So that's the worst kasha over here in Sefer Shabbos and Kufna Gimel. How can they have the goy carried for you on Shabbos? Mm-hmm. Here Rashi says the scenario of the Gemara that, but discussing it is problematic. So Rashi says there's an issur of Dibur Aser. So both things are true. So that point that we saw in Rabbi Chanan really is, now we see it very nice, it's rooted in two different Rashis. One Rashi says the problem is the Shlichus. One Rashi says the problem is the Dibur. And the answers both are true.
Right.
What?
Okay.
What?
Rabbi on page 12 is Rabbi Chanan. Cover your.
What is
that? I read it before. I'm not going to read it again. Now, on page 7, Tosfos introduces a third thing. We've seen now pages 4, 5, and 6. 4, Rashi says the problem is Shlichus. And 5, Rashi says the problem is deeper. And 6, Rabbi says the problem is because of that it's going to become weekday to the point you're going to forget and do malacha on your own. And we explain that these three things are not contradicting each other. Page 6, the Rama is saying why Chazal masakin it. Page 4 is explaining that Chazal made the rule based on shlichus. Mm-hmm. And on page 5, we said that besides that, there's another prohibition of discussing work, even though it's not taking place on Shabbos at all. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. Yeah.
The telling the non-Jew that it's supposed to.
It's also. Yeah.
And isn't taking place in Shabbos.
Correct.
So the Torah prohibition of shlichus, it's a biblical prohibition where it doesn't apply to a goy. We're applying it to a goy. Amira, it's also related in the biblical prohibition of Amira.
So Amira is based on a pasuk in Yeshaya. So that's referred to because when we have a rabbinic prohibition, which is based on a pasuk in Novi, so it's a higher level of prohibition than a drabanan, but it's not a deraisa. So that's called midirei Kabbalah. The words of Navi being referred to as Kabbalah, not Kabbalistic. But Kabbalah means based on the Masorah of the Torah itself, we're given this concept. So that was the Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, "In Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecho, if you refrain on Shabbos from traveling to certain places, going beyond the tomb, in Toshiv Mishabbos Raglecho." Then the Pasuk continues and says, "Asoyska v'tevli amkachi." That you should not do your business transactions, your needs, your interests on that day, and mimso kapsicho abadaber dover to try and arrange kapsicho. That's your desires, which means make arrangements for business transactions. That's abadaber dover, and not discuss it. So Chazal take each one of the things in the pasuk and make a separate problem. There's an issur of going beyond a certain distance. There's an issur of doing business. There's an issur of dibur. Each one is a separate issur. Okay, so that was what we have so far. Comes Tosfos on page 7, and discuss is the Mishnah says a case where a goy goes near to Hitler, it's a near Mishnah story Yisrael, and Mishnah Yisrael is also. So the Mishnah says the goy lit the light for the Jew, so the Jew cannot benefit from it. Now, the Jew didn't ask him to do it. Just if the goy did it for the Jew cannot benefit from it. Sometimes it says, "Himishri Yisrael also near the also the Chol Yisrael." Not only also for that Jew who was done for, no Jew can benefit from it. And then he discusses that there's a Gemara which indicates that it's only the case that someone was brought beyond the tchum is only also for the person who was brought for, not anybody else. Tchum is the Rabbanan. So by tchum, which is the Rabbanan, they only asked it on the person it was done for. But by the Rises, when a goy does the Malach and the Rises for a Jew, nobody can manage it from. Then he says like this. Before we see that. So far we've just seen a list of Isurim, right? We've seen a list of Isurim, so we've introduced Rashi's explanation of Shlitzus, the problem of Dibur, the Rambam's reason, and now there's Isur Hanon, right? Expanding the Isur. So the question is, page 9, it seems to be that we're permitting when a goy does it on his own volition. So the Mishnah is like this. It's highlighted in the Mishnah on the top of the page 9. Masisa Nakushaba the Khabis. A fire broke out, so the goy is coming to extinguish the fire. And Amrulo Kabay, we cannot ask him, we cannot tell him extinguish. We cannot command him to do the act of extinguishing. Val the Khab, but you don't have to tell him don't. They change so early, because it's not your responsibility. Whether he's, you have no responsibility. So, I want to ask the guy about the car. I said, no, don't turn out the, don't put out the fire. I don't have to stop. I can just be quiet. Don't put out the fire. Now, the Mishnah thing is, I'm a cottage upon the Chabbos and Chabbos. If a child, Jewish child, wants to put out the fire, we cannot let that happen. So the Gemara on that says, Gemara says, well, why is that? Why is it my... We're not talking about the father. We're talking about who's chayv and kiddush. We're talking about a general person. Right? Reuven's house is burning down. Shimon's son is a great, very, you know, agile kid. He says, great. He comes running over, says, starts taking water and pouring it out. He says, no, stop. I don't want to chinuch. So what's my... Why do I have to stop? So the verse says, well, Shemat Amino, if I see a child eating an Isser, doing an Averu, even without the father, I have a chiv to stop him. So I see a child eating non kosher food. I'm not his father. I have a chiv to stop him. Because that's what you're saying over here. This Reuben has to stop Shimon's kid. Verse says, no. If I cannot prove that fact, that's a debate in the morning of Amos. Whether when a child is doing an Avera on his own volition, is there a key of somebody who's not the father to stop him? That's a debate in the Amos. So we have a right from our Mishnah. Of course, no, it's not a right. Oh, here the problem is that case over there is discussing the case where the child is doing it for his own interest. But the case of a child doing it for an adult, for his father, that's awesome. So the dasoviv, Morris is okay, but the dasoviv, we're contrasting the case of the child to the case of the goy. So Morris says, okay, so, Nakri the Kabbat, the Kabbat got me Nakri, the Kabbat like the Yisrael. So Mishori, he's saying, if the goy does it, it's okay. If the kid does it, it's a problem. Well, the goy's doing it. If the parallel case of the child doing it for the father, it means the goy is doing it for the Jew. So how's that mutter? So that's the worst kasha. The more has made an assumption. Even like they're not asked the goy. But the more saying that if a goy is doing it for the Jew, it's a problem. Even though I didn't want to ask it. So the more says, how can it be mutter? The more says, Nochri v'day to the nafshei oven. The goy is doing it for his own interests. So Rashi says, because the goy knows that you're going to pay him after Shabbos. Mm. So he's not doing it because he wants to benefit the Jew. He's doing it because he wants to make some money. But the implication of the Gemara is if the goy is doing it for the Jew. So if my neighbor comes and doesn't really, not because I'm going to pay back, because we're good friends, he wants to do me a favor, the more is assuming that's a problem. Mm-hmm. Right? So that it just in a scenario where the goy we know is doing it because he wants to get his own benefit out of it, i.e. he wants to make some money after Shabbos, he knows I'm going to reward him richly for his action of putting out the fire. So then we're saying his kavanah is not to give the Jew benefit, it's to do it for the Jew, it's kind of better for himself. So I can't ask him. Mm-hmm. That's still awesome. If I ask him, even though I'm going to pay him after Shabbos and he's doing it because he wants to make money, that's not mutter. But in a case where I didn't ask him and he's coming on his own, then we say it depends. If his kavanah is to benefit me, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. If his kavanah is for his own benefit, then it's mutter.
Even though the Jew's going to benefit.
The Jew's going to benefit. Tosis said, I can't benefit from what the guy does to me, even though he does it on his own. That was Tosis. That's the case of turning on the light. That's the Tosis of forces. One second. The worst thing over here, even though that the guy went and turned on the light, the Jew can't benefit from it. Can't use the light. Over here, the Jew's benefiting from it. That's Tosis Kasher. Back on page 7. At the end of that Tosis. So towards the bottom half of the Tosis, Tosis said that's awesome. It says, so if you look at halfway down the Tosis, the last word of the line is the word velo. Velo dami leho damer leel. Nach yishabal lechabas ein armen lechabay val techabah. That we don't have to stop him. V'halcha osur kashar shavishay Yisrael. Now here we're saying the goy doesn't have the Jew, it's osur. And here we're saying goy doesn't have the Jew, it's mutter. That logic that the guy's doing it for his own is honey really be kiboy bechiyotzeboy. That's discussing extinguishing. Shein you saw the hand of the ma'isa nachri. That's an indirect benefit. He's removing the problem. Alahacha shekubi you saw the hand of the ma'isa shal nachri. I'm getting the light. You're giving me something positive. Lo yirmina that the nafshei kaobid halvarocha miskaven la nosoi. So the mice of the goy is turning the light, not for himself, because the goy to the light for himself is actually mutter. Let's say it's dark in the room, the guy says, I'm going to read. Right? He's a very learned fellow and he likes reading in the dark in the room, he's turning the light. So I'm allowed to use it after. What's the case? The case of the goy is lighting it because he knows the Jew needs a light. So he's lighting it for the Jew. That's us. I didn't ask him, it doesn't make him mutter. I over there, he's putting out the fire. He knows he's putting the fire for his own benefit. The Jew is benefiting indirectly from it. So that's what Tosis makes this come. So we have now in front of us, we have the Isser of Amira, the Isser of Shlichus, the even when I do not ask him, he does it on his own. And I have an Isser of Nehenna. Now, over here, we don't know. Let's say I see the guy about to turn the light. Do I have to stop him? So we know that I can't benefit from it. That's clear. We're saying when the guy lights it, the Jew can't use it. Right? You be sure yourself. Usher, you can't use it. Do I have to stop him? Well, let's look at the Gemara over there. The Gemara over there says the guy's about to be mechaber. I don't have to say stop. So the Gemara, what do you mean you have to say stop? Of course you have to say stop. Because the guy's doing it for you. No, the guy's doing it to make his own money. Which means if the guy's doing it for you, I have to say stop. Right? So the Gemara over there is not discussing the benefit. The Gemara is discussing the action. The guy's about to take the pail of water and throw it onto the fire. So the Mishnah told him to stop it. Morris said, what do you mean you have to stop him? Of course you have to stop him. He's doing it for you. Morris said, no, he's doing it because he wants to make money. Which means that if he's not doing it because he wants to make money, he's doing it because he wants to benefit you. You have to stop him. So you see with that Gemara that there's a chiyuv of mecho. You have to make a mecho. You have to protest. You have to say stop. You know. Mm-hmm. Right, so we have not only we have an issur of being the henna once he does it, when it's a positive benefit. We have a chiyuv to stop him if he's doing it for a Jew. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't ask him. There's no mirror. So what's the issur of shlichus? Well, I didn't make him a shliach. Well, the same way by Jew there's a concept called tzchiya, right? If somebody picks up an avoda for me, right, because he thinks it's beneficial, it works. I didn't make him a shliach. Tzchiya mitam shlichus. Something is beneficial, acts like shlichus. So we're going to say there's a concept of shlichus, but also the guy's doing it for you because it's beneficial for you. It's like he's acting for you. I didn't appoint him. I don't need to do it. So there's a chiyuv of mechoah, there's a problem of nehena. We've learned that all these didn't. So let's understand. There's a chiyuv of mechoah, right? So Mora says he's doing a night to the nafshay over there by the case of the kibbutz. Hmm. Okay, so let's change the scenario. My light is, and then we'll stop. Right? The lights are out in my house. So I say to the goy, you know, it's really dark in the house. The goy says, not stupid. He stops. So he comes and turns on the light for me. So he's up to the light. I say, I have to say, stop. You can't turn the lights for me. I'm a chayv to stop him from doing malacha for me. He's doing it for me. He's not doing it for himself. I'm not paying him. So where is this idea of remez? Where does that come in? Like, remez becomes almost irrelevant because the remez is just to get him to do something for me, which I'm not allowed to have him do something for me. I'm a chayv to stop him from doing something for me. So the Paiskim ask the Gasha, and they say in a scenario where the benefit is indirect, the same way we permitted the result, we also took away the heat. We did not require a machor. In a case where the benefit is direct, not only is there a problem of benefiting, there's also a chiyuv of machor. So if the light's out and the guy wants to turn the light for me, not only can I not use the light, I have to stop him. So the only case remez is relevant is the case where the guy's taking something away. If the light is on and I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. So I say, you know, Bob, it's so light in the house, it's so hard for me to sleep. Bob's not stupid. He comes and turns on the light. So I say, oh, Bob, stop. He says, what do you mean? You want me to turn the light on? Well, you can't say you want it. That's a problem, right? Then you tell him what to do. But at best, remez only works in that scenario. So this idea of hinting to a goy is a very limited application. Okay. What's the thing?